can't thank Mrs. Eddy enough for the truth that makes us free. I am so grateful for the truth that at all times, under all circumstances, only God is present and real. Which means that every discord then is a dishonoring lie about our ever-loving God. This basic truth has helped me so much because it has taught me that man, God's own idea, God's own son, his image and likeness, is not made of material means, blood, bones, tissues, material nerves that send messages of discomfort. I am so grateful for this, and I've used it so many times, this knowledge, that has helped me overcome pain many, many, many times. Recently, I turned my foot in bed, and all of a sudden, this awful, sharp pain along my left shin. I've never felt anything like that before. But what gratitude I have, because of what I've learned, that right where any pain is the holy messages of comfort, peace, and harmony from God. It made me able to just say, this is a lie. And also know immediately that God is not sending this. And in fact, I said, wait, this, you are a lie. Go back. And soon it was nowhere. I was able to turn again. At first, it felt as if it was still there, but my thought is, no, only God is here. And I'm so grateful that over the years, I've learned to stick with this truth that only God is present, right here, right now. Only God is present. And after the years have gone by, I have developed this confidence to say it with conviction, that no pain can be here when God is sending his holy messages of comfort, of freedom, of harmony. I cannot thank God enough for this truth, because many times pain is one of the false senses that does deceive, as the hymn said. And I'm just so grateful that there is a truth that can be learned, that can help us through all those moments of agony. I'm so grateful to be here tonight, grateful for the readings, grateful for the testimonies that really show that, yes, there is a God that we can all turn to at all times and find peace and harmony. Grateful to be here.